Excited about today because so many people deal with high levels of stress in their life. How many realize this morning God doesn't want you to walk around stressed out all the time? Amen. And so today, finding your freedom from stress, and we're going to deal with this to help us understand that God would love for you to walk free and have joy in your life and not walk around stressed all the time. Amen, everybody. Y'all ready? Come on. If you're ready, say, I'm ready. God bless you. To help us kind of get an idea about this, I want you to take a look at a few pictures real quick and kind of see if you can identify with these photos. Look at this picture here. Notice the couple. Man, look how they're just extending for help, just crying for help. If you'll notice right here, these guys are just really pouring over what looks to be their family finances. How many realize, man, finances can be tough sometimes, right? Especially here lately with the way things have been going. And so, but God's helping and blessing. But notice they have their hands on their head. They're really stressed out. They probably got a headache. When I look at those two, they've got a headache, right? Okay. And so maybe you've been in a situation kind of like this where it just seems like, I don't know what to do. Help me. Okay. Everybody say, help me. Come on. Have you ever been there, guys? Let me just say, I want you hope that you can see this. So you can see that sometimes stress really affects you and your family over the things that you go through. Look at this next picture and see if you can identify with this fellow. Notice this poor fellow here. His mind is just so jumbled. He's got so much on his mind. And notice that he's kind of isolated and he's pulled back from everybody else. He's sitting all alone. He doesn't have a smile on his face. And notice all of these question marks are all in his head. I see question marks. I see dollar signs. I see math equations and things like this. And so maybe you can identify with something like this guy where sometimes it just seems like so much is on your mind that you don't know what to do. How many have ever been in a situation like that before? I've certainly been there, and we can identify with this fella. However, if you spend too much time living like this, you may potentially end up looking like this guy right here. Okay, so yeah, and so that's kind of where I found myself one time in my life, looking like this guy here, Chris Farley. And so this is how you're going to look if you spend too much time in stress. Amen, everybody. Okay, and so we want to make sure that doesn't happen to us. And that's going to happen because we learn how to trust God with everything rather than putting all the strain on ourselves. Okay? So I ask you to just lean in for just a few moments. And somebody might be wondering, hey, Pastor Brandon, how do I know if I'm dealing with too much stress in my life? How do I know if I'm experiencing stress in my life that's causing me to live differently than God intends for me to live? Well, just look at various ways that stress can manifest in your life through this little list right here. These are just some of the ways that stress can show up: physical exhaustion, lack of motivation. Maybe you're stressed to the point where you're experiencing some depression or anxiety. Great levels of fear can come on your life during stressful seasons. Anger, okay? Sometimes when you're stressed, you feel angry. You have a hard time finding peace with situations and with people. Tormenting thoughts can certainly come into your life. Okay, things that just won't leave you alone and you just can't find peace. Negative habits. We deal with things by compensating with other things instead of relying on God. So we get negative habits. And then one of the most destructive issues that stress can cause is low self-esteem. Okay, so you begin to see yourself differently than God sees you. And that's a sign of great stress for the believer, okay? So what I want you to see this morning, as we begin to really tackle this issue today, is that these are battles that ultimately take place in your mind. Everybody say, my mind. This is the challenge. Now, we're not dealing with clinical situations today. I'm dealing with the spiritual aspect of battling, the spiritual battles that take place in your mind. And God, by the way, if you're dealing with clinical depression or stress or issues like that, God can give you a miracle for the healing that you need. Amen, everybody? All right, so, but these are battles that take place in your mind. And when these battles go on long enough, they can even begin to cause very serious trouble in your physical life. Stress can cause you to become physically sick over time. I remember the most stressful season in my life happened to also be the most sick season of my life. I was about to lose my life to stress at one point before I learned how to manage this and truly trust God with my issues and my problems. It's when Karen and I were younger. We were very young in full-time ministry, and I was involved in a different kind of ministry where there's a lot of stress on my life. and really dealing with expectations and dealing with the pressures of being a starting out family and things like this. And I didn't handle it right at all. And I really ended up going to the doctor over it. And the doctor told me this, Brandon, if you tell your people at church to trust God, your problem is you don't practice what you preach. That's what my doctor told me. And so I had to learn. I wasn't handling things right at all. Okay, I was listening. Here's the reason. I wasn't handling it right, church, because I was listening to lies from the enemy instead of truth from God. Truth about my life, truth about my ministry life, truth about my family. But I found out something that broke that cycle. We're going to break that cycle today. And if you're going to discover freedom from destructive stress in your life, you're going to have to learn this in your life. Look at this on your screen. There is a battle taking place between the father of lies and the spirit of truth. That battle is between the father of lies, your enemy, and the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth. And the battleground is in your thought processes and your patterns, and it occurs in your mind. Listen, church, you're going to yield your mind and yield your thoughts to either truth from God, which leads to peace, or you're going to yield your mind and thoughts to deception from the enemy, which leads to strain, leads to stress, and disruption of what God wants to do in your life. You're going to yield your mind and your thoughts to one or the other. My goal today is to help you understand that it's always better to engage in God's plan rather than your plan. It's always better to yield your mind and your thoughts to what God says rather than what you can figure out on your own. Amen, everybody. Thank God. And so today, I just want to give us five habits, five really statements, but finding freedom from stress, five habits to kind of hit here. And here's number one. If you like to take notes, today's a good day. Just got to have some points today to remember. But here's number one. Rest your mind on what Scripture says. God's word is your only reliable source for faith and truth. So rest your mind on what Scripture says. This is really the beginning of the battle, is where are you going to rest your mind? Stress begins to take place with an internal problem and an internal conflict. And when problems and issues arise, immediately in that moment, we're forced to deal with what are we going to believe? That's the first thing that comes up. What am I going to believe about my situation? Look at 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17. Scripture says, all Scripture is given by inspiration from God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And look what happens. Verse 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Everybody say complete. Okay, notice you have to rest your mind on what the Scripture says. See, the Scripture is where we get, as believers, the Scripture is where we get our inspiration. Let me say this. Too many people in the kingdom of God allow themselves to become inspired by falsehoods. Okay? Too many people allow themselves to be inspired by falsehoods from the enemy. See, your inspiration is what motivates you. It's your actions. It's your disposition. Did you know, church, that you can be inspired by something that really moves you, that gets you going, that excites you? Or you can be inspired by something that gets you down and challenges you and holds you back. And you've got to decide what you're going to allow to inspire you, your thoughts, your conduct, and behavior. You've got to decide right now what you're going to allow to motivate and inspire you towards your disposition. Are you going to be inspired toward the things of God and the truth from God's word? Are you going to be inspired by things of the world, by people's plans and actions, and what the enemy has to say, and what the enemy wants you to believe about what people say? You've got to choose your inspiration right now. I recommend being inspired by truth from God toward the good things that He wants to do. Not your fears that are going to tear you down, cause you to be depressed and discouraged, and cause you to toss away and throw away your hope and your joy. It's a decision. We need to understand. See, our doctrine, our reproof, our correction in life, our instruction, this is the way, verse 17 says, that you may become complete. and equipped for every good work in your life. That complete work comes not from believing what the world says or what your flesh says or what other people say about you, but your completeness comes from believing what God says about you. Come on, can y'all receive that this morning? I mean, doing battle with stress today. Okay, the scripture is clear on this. You will be broken if you resource your life with anything other than what God says. But you'll become complete when you rest on His Word and resource your life, resource your thinking, resource your behavior and your actions and your conduct based on what God says, based on truth from heaven about you, about your life, about your future, about your family, about your promises from God. Oh, come on, resource your life from what He says, not what the world says. Amen. Come on, if you receive it, say a good amen right there. Amen. Number two. Make sure that your hope is in Christ and not in your circumstances. Here's a big issue for a lot of people. So many people are just waiting around for everything to become perfectly aligned to make them happy or to give them the emotions and the joy that they need. Waiting on your circumstances to line up so that you have all of your preferences and all of your peaceful interactions and all the things that makes your flesh and your life easy. But the Bible says this in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8 through 10. Notice on your screen, it says, "Beware, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the basic principles of the world and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and powers." Amen. See, we're not meant to find hope in the world or through circumstances that are always going our way, church. Our hope comes directly from having a mindset that is centered on Christ and His Word, not on whether or not everything's working out in your favor. When you're in the habit of placing your hope in other people and placing your hope by relying too heavily on what the world says or what your circumstances say. In verse 8, the Bible says that you are being cheated. You're being cheated by empty philosophy, cheated by deceit. Guys, empty philosophy and deceit will rob you and cause you to be broken in your mind. It'll cause you to mishandle situations. You can take one little situation, one little bit of news, one little conversation and twist it around and give it to the enemy instead of giving it to the Lord, and you'll blow your life up. Come on, somebody. And you'll walk around with so much stress, you won't even know if you're going to make it. Don't give in to empty philosophy and deceit by listening to the father of lies. Let the Holy Spirit win that battle. Come on, somebody. Amen. Empty philosophy. See, verse 10 says that you're complete in Him who is the head of all principality, all power. Thank God. Amen. What are you going to believe? Number three, quickly, look closely. Number three, completely rely on the Holy Spirit, not your own ability to figure it out. How many of you guys have ever been accused of being an overthinker? Do y'all overthink things? I mean, do you have to go over every little thing over and over and over again and have it perfectly figured out? Listen, I'll tell you this. That's an issue right there. It can be a serious problem in your life. See, your tendency to overthink things impedes upon God's requirement for you to function in faith. Therefore, we must learn to rely on the Holy Spirit instead of just trying to figure it all out all the time. Look at what the Word says in John 14. This is Jesus talking in 16 and 17. Look at verse 16. He said, "I will pray the Father, and He'll give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever." Aren't you thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit? Amen. And look what the verse 17 says. "And the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him." I love this. Jesus interjects. He says, "But you know Him." There's a pleading by the Lord right here, as if He's saying to His followers, stop acting like you don't know the Holy Ghost. when you're walking around stressed and beat up all the time, you're acting like you're among those in the world who don't know who he is. But Jesus says, you can't act like them. Why? Because you do know him. Look what he says. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Come on, child of God. See, when you're trying to figure it all out on your own all the time, the scripture right here is saying that you're denying the help that Jesus has sent you in the Holy Spirit who is abiding in you and with you. Thank God. See, for the express purpose of providing you with the help that you need. Come on, y'all better say a good one right here. Don't tell the Holy Spirit, no, I don't want your help. Instead, I want you to learn to lean back into him during your toughest trials of life and say this. Say, okay, Lord, you know me. You know my limitations. You know what I can handle. So right now, I think I'm just going to smile, relax, rest in your arms, and let you take this one over for me. Come on. Amen. That's what you got to do right there. Don't tell the Holy Spirit no. Tell him yes. Did you know that's one of the reasons Jesus died and went to the cross and was ascended on a cloud? He said, unless I go, I can't send the comforter, the helper to you. Oh, he's here to help you, church. Come on, can you receive it? This is a habit we all need to master. So you're either going to get really good at grappling with your problems and spinning your wheels trying to figure it all out all the time. Or you're going to get really good at surrendering your problems to the leadership of the Holy Spirit so that you can finally have joy and peace over your situation. This morning, church, I say, let's let him do what he has sent into our lives to do. Come on. See, Jesus wants you to be his witnesses of a life filled with joy and a life filled and changed by the power of the cross of Jesus. And guys, you can't do that if you're broken and worried and busted and beat up all the time. He wants you to live big and bold and have joy and great expectations and great faith so that other people can look into your life and see somebody who knows how to rely on the presence and the power and the purpose of God and be a great overcomer. Not somebody that walks around with the mully grubs beat up all the time and worried and clenching your fist and furling your brow. He don't want you looking like somebody that's beat up. He wants you walking in the victory, the power, the victory of the cross of Jesus. Come on, what he did for you was worth more than some of us have decided to live this morning. Amen. Is he real to you or is he not real to you? Come on. Amen. Sometimes the greatest step of faith you can take in this life is simply to say, Lord, I don't even know what to do right now, but my heart and my eyes are fixed on you. You're the one that's got to step in and take care of it for me. Come on, somebody. Now, when you do that, guys, let me tell you what to do. When you get real good at just giving it to God and smiling and going on, you can do this. You can go on your way every day in the hope and the love and the joy of the Lord, knowing full well that the one who made everything, knowing that the one who created it all is working on your behalf. And if God is for you, who can be against you? He's working in the background. Come on. Well, it may be hard this morning, but you know what? God's working in the background. He's doing stuff that you have no idea what he's doing. You don't have to stress about it anymore. All you've got to do is yield your mind and your thoughts to him. Believe what the word says, and then you can finally walk in joy again. Come on. Can you receive it this morning? It's time. Somebody shout, it's time. Come on. It's time. Number four. Guard your mind by simplifying your faith. Simplify your faith. It's one way to really guard your mind against empty philosophies and deceit that gets you down. Look at 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. Notice what Paul's writing to the church here. He says, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Simplicity. Did you know this? Did you know that Jesus said, in order to see heaven, you've got to approach the Father like a child? That's what he said. Your freedom from stress is going to come when you learn to operate in childlike faith that yields to your heavenly Father the way a little child simply yields to her earthly father. Can y'all see that? It's a simple faith. Church, listen. There's something broken in a family when little kids feel the pressure like they've got to bear the responsibility of the problems within a family. And this happens a lot to a lot of people in a lot of families in our era. But hear me, God's family is not broken. He's still the Father. There's still order in His family, and there's still order in His kingdom, and there's still perfection in the family of God. And in the family of God, His children are supposed to, y'all hear me now, guys, I'm excited about this one. In His family, His children are supposed to act like they know that their daddy is going to take care of things. This is one of the huge deceptions of the enemy. Just like Eve in the garden, who is challenged by the serpent to doubt the influence and the impact of the Father. You can't let the enemy complicate how simple it is just to live every day to serve Jesus. You can't let the enemy complicate how simple it is just simply to live every day to serve Jesus. Just simply every day to trust in Jesus. Church, hear me. Stress can easily be described as when you and I allow our overthinking, our overanalyzing, our control issues to make things more complicated than they need to be. The Word says that when we live like this, apart from the simplicity of just trusting Christ, that our minds have been corrupted by deception. And the answer is simplicity, simple faith, being like a little kid, just holding your arms up in the air to be picked up by your Heavenly Father instead of trying to think it through and handle it all on your own strength all the time. Thank God. Praise God. Finally this morning, that last habit for freedom from stress. And this is so important, and I love this, and we forgot to play the video again today. Second service, we'll play the video. Pastor Mike did a great job on his devotion this week online. We're going to play that second service. Remind me, guys. Number five, get encouragement and support from your faith community. Did y'all hear me, guys? Get encouragement and support from the people around you. All the scripture we love to go to on this one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11. Paul just wrote and reminded the church, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Hear me now. You, come on, everybody say that's me right now, come on. You were never meant to go through things all alone. God designed us for relationship. He designed us for community. He has put truth tellers and encouragers in your life for you to embrace and to cling to when you need them. We need each other, come on. I think you ought to find somebody close to you and just tell them, I need you right now. Come on, just tell them, I need you. Oh, we need each other. We're designed to be this way. See, He knows your vulnerabilities and your weaknesses. And so He's placed people around you to remind you about His plan, remind you about His purpose, to remind you about His power for your life. This is how He's glorified when we're victorious on the other side of our battles. See, He put us in a breakable vessel. For a reason. Maybe you've wondered, Lord, why is it that I'm having to go through this? And why is it that you're seeing to it that I have to experience this stressful situation? Well, God knows that you're going to turn it around, conjoin somebody of faith in your life, and He's going to be glorified on the other side. Look at 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 to remind us of this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's us. We're breakable, man. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. Praise God. Now, as I was writing the message this week, the Lord brought something to my attention that's very, very real. And we're about to close on this point. Sometimes you may realize that you need other people to remind you that the Holy Spirit is with you, but you can't find those people all around you because those people are struggling too. Y'all ever been there? I can tell you right now. That's the real destructive and dangerous scenario, is when you're going through a stressful, broken season and you look around you and all the people around you are also walking around with the mully grubs. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? I love Karen's point last night. She was talking about seasons, and one of her issues last night was not being able to identify your season. Well, one of those seasons is warring, and the other one was winning. And the Lord spoke to me in my own life, and that's my problem. I think I'm always winning. I need the Lord to give me a revelation about when I'm really warring, because I think I'm always winning, okay? I could be winning and the people around me really warring, and I need to be more sensitive about that. Amen. But here's the issue. I'll tell you this. What do you do when you and your friends are struggling? I'll tell you this. That's a recipe for poison. If somebody around you does not tap into faith and truth and remind everybody around them that the Holy Spirit, the helper, is there to give God's peace in the situation. Somebody needs to stand up and be like the Apostle Paul, who had to remind people of this most important truth of all. God is with you, especially in your stressful, stormy seasons of life. In fact, he said it like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 18. Here's what he said, and you all know it. He reminded his readers. He said, we're hard-pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. He said, we are perplexed, but we're not in despair. He said, we are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We may be struck down, but we are not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in this body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in this mortal flesh. Come on, somebody. He was showing us how to handle the battle between the father of lies and the spirit of truth. He was really breaking it down. In other words, he was telling this, the father of lies may tell you that because you're hard-pressed, then you must also be crushed. But the spirit of truth will come in right behind you and tell you this, you may be pressed, but because I am with you, you are not crushed. So get up and let's go. The father of lies may tell you that because you are perplexed right now, there's no way to avoid living like you're in despair. But the spirit of truth will come in right behind that garbage and that lie and tell you this. Your situation may actually leave you feeling perplexed right now. But even then, because I am with you, there is not even room for despair in your life. Stop focusing on what's going on around you and remember who it is that is in you. Let's get up and go. Come on, somebody, receive it this morning. The father of lies may come in and creep in and whisper into you, well, you're being persecuted, and that means that God has somehow forsaken you. Well, the spirit of truth will come in right behind that garbage and that lie, and he'll remind you of what Jesus said. And here's what Jesus said. Y'all know this one. Blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and when they persecute you, when they say all sorts of evil things against you. When this happens, Jesus said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? For great is your reward in heaven. Matthew 5, 10 through 12. Amen. Hear me now. There's one more. I want to point this one out. The father of lies will tell you that you are struck down, so you've got to stay down. Oh, that's the big lie right there. You're struck down, but you've got to stay down. But here's what the spirit of truth would say. You don't have to stay down. I said, you don't have to stay down. I want that to speak to you right now. If you're in here right now, and you're reaching, and you're trying so hard to get back up from whatever it is, the spirit of truth says to you, straight from the word of the living God, you don't have to stay down. In fact, I don't know if y'all are ready for this one. You've got the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living in you. Not even death can hold you down if he says so. Rise up and let's go. Come on, somebody. You can't stay down. You don't have to stay down. Rise up and let's go. Amen. Stress will try to beat you down and lie to you and make you convinced that a situation is tougher than it needs to be. But God's Spirit, His Word, His equipment, His completion in your life causes you to find and discover your freedom over stress. Amen, everybody. Come on, if you've been blessed by this service, let's give Him praise right now. In fact, why don't we do this? Jesus is worthy of a big standing O right now. Come on, let's stand up and give Him the best praise we can, everybody.